Eugene, here we are again talking about...
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very good. How are you bearing in this lockdown?
You know what? It's been an opportunity to do some retrospective thinking and, again, to appreciate how fortunate I am and many others are that we actually can still cope and function in this time where some of the population is not doing so well. So we've been back at work since the 1st of May, virtually, after a deep clean. And I tell you this, everybody is euphoric about being able to report to work, the third percentage that are able to be in the office. So I'm actually quite positive about what we're going to be able to do in the next while.
Yes. So let's look at how operations have been so far since May 1.
If you're looking at when we reduced to level 4, interesting, and you started looking at professional services and business services that could start operating, which is the category that we operate under, because in instances we provide a service to essential service providers, much like what they've done in the motor industry at the moment, where the vehicles that are out on the road can at least be serviced. And, you know, the one thing I don't think that many thought about, vehicles have been operating, many under normal circumstances, in fact, probably pressurized to a greater extent. The ability to be able to have routine maintenance and service done has been neglected. So that's an unforeseen side effect of it.
I do,
however, think that generally speaking, the roads, and you've seen what's happened in banning alcohol, you haven't had lots of drivers, so fatalities and injuries in hospitals have come down by like 70% or so. So whilst we need to see it in the context, it's good to see that fatalities don't have to take place just because we live.
So some operations, of course, have returned, and that is good news. But it's had to be in a phased approach, hasn't it?
Yes. It makes sense. Look, and I'm pretty certain that many of us would want things differently. Why couldn't it be at level 2? So I'm not type of engaging with government and saying you don't know what you're doing. But one can understand to a great extent why they couldn't just leave everything let everything just come back immediately.
Yeah.
Many of the things, and if you start looking at vehicle dealerships, I was speaking to the chairman of NADA that represents the dealers. Right from the 28th of April, they were getting ready to implement their business. And one of the biggest challenges has been ensuring that you are COVID-19 compliant.
Yeah.
And it's a fairly lengthy process. And I tell you, we're a relatively small business, but we spend tens of thousands of rand just to make sure that we could operate. For two reasons. One, for our staff. And that, I think, that when you start looking at vehicle dealerships down the road, the workshops that will be opening, should be one of the foremost responsibilities to ensure that they offer a safe environment for all their staff to work. We're in the invidious position where we've got some contractors who are past their, you know, call it sell-by date, because technically in retirement, they're high risk. But these are the ones that we find are willing to work harder because they appreciate what's at stake. So you've seen this interesting dynamic where people are more appreciative of their jobs. They're prepared to give more than say, what can I take?
Yeah.
And the fact that we've, and many other, and you're going to see this in the motor industry prolifically, I'm sure, have done lots of proactive things to ensure that the environment which they operate can pass muster. So it should be able to pass any test. Now, that's what you and I, because if you and I go into a motor dealership, and let me tell you what you're going to see. Theoretically, they don't want you just to pitch up, although we know it happens, but by appointment.
Right.
When you get there, you're not just not going to wander down to that car that you decided that you liked, you saw and you viewed online. You've got to go through a sanitizing process. And, of course, when you start looking at the people, it's been interesting. One of the services that we provide to customers, you must see our team. They've got this head mask, you know, this perspex, like the doctor wears.
Yeah, the face shield.
They've got a face mask, and then they've got long sleeves, they've got gloves, and they look sometimes like men from outer space. So we have to adopt to this new norm. So when you go into a showroom, please expect that super slick salesman that you before is going to look a little bit gawky with this head mask that he's got on.
Yeah. And what about test drives? Because we're still in phase one, which is from what, the May the 13th to May the 23rd. Can test drives happen during this time?
Yes, they can. But again, it's by appointment. And you know what I'm really intrigued and quite impressed with? Most of the responsible companies have taken this seriously. I don't know if you've had any takeouts delivered to you. The responsible ones, everything was sanitized before they handed over to you. They handed it over with gloves.
Yeah.
That gives you enough confidence enough. Now, that's what you're going to see happening with vehicles, that it's going to be by appointment. They can come to your home. Look, I'm not at the moment touching on the potential crime that could come about as a result of that. We know it happened in the normal times. So I'm sure criminals will capitalize on it. But you, at least, if you take a test drive, you will be able to ensure that the vehicle has been sanitized properly. As we did, and I don't know if you saw it, the requirement for a company to return to operating was you have deep sanitizing.
Yes.
What was actually quite ironical for me, the offices had been closed for 5 weeks. If there were any COVID-19 germs, they would have died.
In that time, in the 5 weeks that we had the lockdown,
So, yes, we did it because it's the responsible thing, and you've got to have a certificate. I don't think you can say, no, I've dusted the desk and things like that.
Not good enough for it, though, yes.
And vehicles, all of those were deep cleaned. And by the way, we've got on our website an infographic. And what many people don't realize is how many touch points there are on a vehicle
that would need to be sanitized, that the other person can come into contact with. I mean, from the door handle, the steering wheel,
the sat nav, where you touch your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And what we also did, we shared some information. And by the way, we provided a free COVID-19 driver's training course. And that's, we've given it away to industry, but it's available for anybody. Because you and I take it, we look at ourselves in isolation. But what about that delivery guy that goes from building to building, dropping off items, etc.? He has an assistant. He hands the vehicle over to somebody else because it's a pool vehicle. There's so many things, so many dynamics in this whole thing that it's forced us to slow down,
right,
which I think we should be grateful for. And we take a far more proactive and serious approach to hygiene. Limiting their hands as much as what they do. It made me think of an article, there was on 702, a discussion about people leaving their loo and they don't wash their hands.
Oh, that famous Bongani Bingwa conversation. I remember that quite clearly. But in a week's time, Eugene, we'll be going into phase two, right? Phase two for the motor industry, because it is a phased approach. What will the difference be between phase two and three, which then follows after that?
Okay, there's some important things, and if I can just go back to what the government gazette on 12th of May it was issued.
Yeah.
And it said you could go and sell vehicles. But none of the testing centres, which, by the way, on the gazette, says they should be open. So you can't go and take the vehicle that you bought, which is second-hand vehicles, of course, and do a roadworthy on it so that you can get it registered. And which, by the way, the registration system is not open. Natus is not open. So whilst you can do a transaction now, I know I bought a vehicle just prior to lockdown, and I don't have the papers yet. Now, that presents all sorts of complications from an insurance point of view. So, come the beginning of June, we trust that the test centers should be open, operating, and we also trust that the licensing and registration system for getting the documents are going to be available. Now, remember the complication that results over here. From a finance point of view, they need that.
Mm-hmm.
Your vehicle should be roadworthy before you take delivery of it. So whilst the chaps in the motor industry telling me that there are finance houses that are providing finance for vehicles, some of them are reluctant to do it because, when do we have all the documents? But if I can raise a point with you, which should be a concern, people are taking salary cuts. There's no work, no pay. So that impact on the motor industry is going to be quite significant because how does a bank now, who are risk-averse, look at whether or not they can finance a car for you? Yeah. Are you going to have a job next month, 2 months' time? So So it presented a number of interesting challenges, and your big groups, the innovative ones, will find ways and solutions. I was watching in the States, they're providing no interest loans for the purchase of cars.
Wow.
Yeah, because they need to move all this metal.
Yes.
And now they're manufacturing again. So what is going to happen to those cars? So it should be interesting.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Now, Eugene, I've got a few questions that are coming in, but I have to take a break. So just stay there. CEO of Master Drive, Eugene Herbert. He's with us as we're looking at the phased opening of the motor industry. Some very interesting, the introduction of new ways of doing things, certainly. What questions do you have? I see your question, Ofense. He wants to know about panel beaters. When will they be operational? We'll get to that after the break. Azanya Mosaka on 702. And we're back with Eugene Herbert, the CEO of Master Drive. Eugene, we've got a question from Ofense. He wants to know, when will panel beaters be operational? I've been without a car since February and I've been working throughout the lockdown. So seemingly his car went in before the lockdown.
I feel for him because we're so dependent on transport. Theoretically, the panel shops are open at the moment. They can provide services. Mm. There is greater or a lessening of restrictions come the 1st of June, then you'll see all those other things that are happening. Right now, the act or the provision of the Gazette doesn't allow for cosmetic things. So if you wanted to just change the color of your car, you're not going to get it unless it's an unscrupulous panel beater. Mm. So you can check with the RMI. And if they want to mail me afterwards, I will give them a more definitive answer. But let's expect from the beginning of June, there will be a returning to normal as far as operating things. Not the nice-to-have things, but certainly the things that enable us to do our work and carry on our functions.
Okay, so this is the entire... because recently we also spoke to the transport... department about when things like licensing will resume. So the 1st of June is certainly the period that they outlined as well. So in 2 weeks' time, we should expect the entire opening of the industry, as you said, but only for the very important things.
Yeah, and also expect that notwithstanding that there will be at about 33% staff complement, it will increase to double that and then eventually to 100%. There's going to be stringent requirements for sanitizing. So it's never going to be back the way we did it in the past.
Mm. We know that a lot of people also want to sell their cars. We spoke to the CEO of Auto Trader, and their numbers, the number of searches, were quite high over that lockdown period, the initial 5 weeks. And so what would your advice be as going about this? Because there's a question here that says, can your guest please advise on how to go about selling my car, whether through a dealership or a private sale? So the sale of vehicles is certainly permissible right now.
Yes, absolutely. Just to give some kind of pointers on it, remember when you go to a dealership, a reputable one, it is a lot safer because you know who they are. They are, however, going to, and I use this word in inverted commas, try and steal it from you. They're going to offer you a relatively low price. The benefit, if you're going to trade it in, you probably will get some more. But the challenge arises when you're selling it privately. There are so many people out there that are intent on defrauding you. So you have to be extremely careful that, A, you are meeting up with a person in a safe place if you're going to show it. I never want you to come to my home because that's dangerous.
Yeah.
If you do meet somewhere or other and the payment is going to be made, you need to ensure that it's correct. You are not going to be defrauded. So right now, I think that you will see many people going to the likes of We Buy Cars, etc., where they've got a good reputation. They're not going to pay you, retail value on your vehicle. You're going to get lower than that, but at least your money is safe. It will be in the bank the same day. I've sold cars into We Buy Cars, and your money is safe. And they are a reputable organization.
Right. So at this point, look at the reputable organizations.
Yes.
And I think there are guidelines as to a private sale, but maybe try and play it safe. It is ultimately your decision.
Sure.
Research. Eugene, sadly, we're out of time. I just need your Master Drive website as we wrap.
www.masterdrive.co.za.
Excellent. And all of the best as things open up.
Mm-hmm. And I wish all our listeners, really, it's going to be challenging time.
Yeah.
But I thank you that you can be the voice of reason. You inspire hope and courage and all of those good things that go with it.
Thanks a lot, Eugene. It's nice chatting to you again. So that's what you can expect. It's phased in. Not all staff are there at the moment. In phase one, for instance, it's just 30% of the staff complemented. Increases doubles in phase two at 60%. And then at phase three, which should see us in the middle of June, that would be 100% employment levels in the car industry. But overall, the very necessary things you can do at the moment. You can also sell and buy your car.